Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Beth Earlbeck, and she is the Cass County Youth Coordinator. Good morning to you, Beth.
Good morning.
And we're going to talk about a fundraiser, an event coming up, a pancake supper a little later in the month, but we're going to start out talking about why you're even doing that, and it's called the 4-H Endowment Fund. What is that?
In Cass County, we have a 4-H endowment, and people who have a vested interest in 4-H can donate their money into the endowment, and that money gets returned back to the county 4-Hers. We're fortunate enough in Cass County that we have the endowment that pays for our enrollment fee. Other counties in the state of Iowa have to pay $30 per member, and in Cass County, we are very fortunate to not have to do that. Our endowment and Extension Council covers that cost for our 4-H members.
So every county is expected or is required to pay that $30 per member fee, but it's up to the county of how they get that money.
Yes, and the money goes to the state 4-H program to develop programs and develop activities and things for 4-Hers statewide. So the money goes to a good cause that way. And it, like you said, it's up to each county to decide how much they pay or if they pay any for the 4-H membership. Mm-hmm.
And people who are not familiar with 4-H, I'm sure, have no idea of all the materials and all the organization. And keeping up to date because, yes, some projects, some things stay the same, but there's always changes, too.
4-H is always changing, and it's great, the traditions that we have in 4-H based on the projects and based on the activities we do. But there's always new activities and new projects that are coming out for 4-Hers. In the past, it used to be 4-H was just for farm kids, and now it's definitely spread to anybody who has an interest. There's probably something they can find in 4-H.
And it used to be you had to be in fourth grade to start 4-H, but there's other opportunities now?
Yes, now we offer a Clover Kids program, which is kindergarten through third grade. And they do hands-on activities and learn about working with others and cooperating with others and things like that. It's not as intense as the regular 4-H program, but it still kind of gives them that interest and that snapshot of 4-H and gets them involved that way. And then when they reach fourth grade, they can join a community club or become an independent member and get that full 4-H experience.
Well, since you mentioned independent member, let's talk a little more about that, because for people who are 4-H members who have been in 4-H for years and years and years ago, independent member, what does that mean?
We have an option for independent membership in Cass County, and it's a statewide program. And if a 4-Her finds that they are having trouble making their meetings or just become very busy, or you know, they may have another reason for not being able to be involved in a community club, we have an opportunity for independent membership. And the 4-H member still has to identify a caring adult. They have to go through the whole volunteer process that way. And then they can kind of map out their year and plan out their year with that independent membership and that caring adult. So they still do the community service, citizenship, and leadership in 4-H. It's just kind of a different route they take.
Okay. And, of course, 4-H is a great experience for the members as well as some other non-members. But you mentioned community service, and so I'm leading up to, you know, why would people want to come and support 4-H if they don't have any kids in 4-H, you know, they don't know anybody that's in 4-H? Community service is one of those things that touches, I think, everybody.
Oh, yes, and our 4-Hers are great at getting out in the community and doing different activities, whether it's volunteering at a nursing home, picking up trash along the highways, painting signs, those type of things. They're always out there in the community showing their support to the community, and that's one of the great things about 4-H is we focus on that citizenship for our communities in our area.
Okay. So, community, you're invited to a pancake supper.
Yes, on March 20th is our endowment pancake supper at the Cass County Community Center. We'll be serving pancakes from 5 to 7 p.m. Our 4-Hers will be there greeting people, picking up plates, talking, mingling. We'll have a silent auction as well as we'll be showcasing some of the different projects that 4-Hers do, whether it's a community service project or some of our project areas that we focus on. So it'll be a great night to showcase 4-H and see 4-H and see what we're doing in Cass County for our 4-H program.
Okay. Come and eat pancakes and see all the other folks that are here and talk with some 4-Hers. If you don't know some, this would be a good time to visit with a few to find out a little bit more. Now, this is just one of the many things that you're working on, Beth. You know, some people think the only time you're busy is county fair. Well, from experience, I can say that's wrong. But mentioning county fair, you're working on that now.
Oh, yes. We're getting things ready, getting rule changes, the fair book updated, working with hiring judges for our different events, working with the livestock, talking to 4-H'ers about the project opportunities at County Fair. It's getting pretty busy, but it's very exciting.
Yes. And all of that planning, of course, has to go on. And do you have the dates for the County Fair in 2014?
The dates for the Cass County Fair this year are July 24th through the 29th.
Okay, just kind of that end of the month, the month of July is Cass County Fair. So you can kind of put that on your calendar and be thinking about that. Just, put on your calendar now and then it'll be there when you turn that page to July. But you have, of course, other items, and there's an event coming up that's been going on for quite a while. Again, open to the public.
Yes, like I said before, 4-H is a lot about tradition. We have our 4-H Mardi Gras coming up on March 23rd, and it'll be at the Cass County Community Center from 2 to 4. And Mardi Gras is is run by the Youth Action Committee, Youth Council, and the 4-H clubs. Each club comes up with a carnival-type activity. We have skee ball. We have a balloon dart throw. We have a bucket pong type of activities. And all families are welcome. If you're involved in 4-H or not, you can come out for an afternoon of inexpensive activities. It's a 50-cent admission, and then it's 10 cent per ticket. So it's going to be a great afternoon that's inexpensive for families.
Exactly. And I'm thinking usually you have things that are good for, just little kids, as well as some skill things that would challenge some adults or older youth.
Oh, definitely. Looking at the activities that the clubs have come up with, they're very creative with their activities, and I think it'll be a wide range of skill level needed for some of these activities.
Now, you mentioned 10 cents a ticket, and are there prizes? Are there other things involved, or is the 10 cents ticket that's just for the activity?
Oh, yes. So a family that would be attending would purchase tickets. They would go to each station or whichever station they're interested in, give a certain number of tickets, and then they would participate in the activity, and then they would get a prize back for whatever activity they participated in. Maybe, it's a candy or rings or, some sort of small trinket activity that all kids enjoy.
Yeah, they're probably fine. Oh, Mom, look in here. So Mardi Gras, again, that's March 23rd, and where is that held?
It'll be at the Cass County Community Center from 2 to 4 p.m.
Okay, and again, fun for everybody. Just come on out. Grandparents, bring your grandchildren or whatever, just come on out and have a good time with that. So I want to ask about STEM.
Oh, we are always busy with STEM in Cass County. STEM is science, technology, engineering, and math. And so in Cass County, we do multiple STEM programs. Currently, right now, we're doing an after-school STEM program partnered with the Y at the middle school. And it's for grades 4 through 6. And at the end of March, we're going to start our ecosystem unit, and we're going to actually be building a live terrarium. So we're going to be putting live plants and animals into the terrarium and learning about how things sustain in the environment and habitats and ecosystems and things like that. It'll be a very exciting opportunity for the kids.
And I think you have offered STEM activities for various ages, and this, you're just keying in on this age group right now. Is that right?
Yep. Right now, the after-school STEM is for 4 through 6. We'll have other summer programs coming up with day camps and things like that that we partner with the Cass County Conservation Board, and that'll be for kindergarten through second grade, third through fifth, and sixth through eighth grade.
Okay. So, and that is open to everyone, again, not just 4-H'ers?
Yep. All the STEM programs that we offer are open to anybody that's interested in science, technology, engineering, and math.
All right. It's good for us to be reminded what STEM stands for. So, remind us again the endowment when that pancake supper is.
Our pancake supper is March 20th from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center.
We want to thank you very much, Beth Earlbeck, for visiting with us. She is the Cass County Youth Coordinator. And until next time, hey, it's March and it's supposed to be windy. Kites rise only against the wind. Adversity enables noble souls to soar.